On the World Cafe today, we're going to sit down and talk with Richard Thompson while we listen to performance Richard recently gave for a noontime concert at World Cafe Live. He has a new album called Front Parlor Ballads, and we'll start with this performance of Let It Blow from the new album.
He was a species on the verge of extinction. She was an Air New Zealand hostess. They were mystically joined, like rabbits and Landau, like Pinky and Perky, like Porgy and Bess. Oh, he loved the pursuits and the romance, but the details were more of a chore. When the bride's veil lifted, his mind soon drifted. At least that's what happened before. Let it blow, let it snow, let the mercury bubble and dive. Life's little traumas, courtroom dramas, remind me I'm glad I'm alive. The clinking of glasses when the toast was to nobles and princes. In the conjugal nest, she was seen at her best with a keen eye for curtains and chintzes. She had all of the furniture ordered by the time they were naming the date. And her mother came speeding from distant Dunedin to help with the flowers and cake. Let it blow, let it snow, let the mercury bubble and dive. Life's little traumas, courtroom dramas, remind me I'm glad I'm alive. And at the chapel of partial remembrance, the ushers went into a seizure. Mr. Bacchus, they said, should we stand on our head? Would sackcloth and ashes displease you? And they honeymooned down in Ibiza, where the sun and the nightlife were hot. As she lay on the sand, he said, isn't it grand? I'll bring all of my wives to this spot. Let it blow, let it snow, let the mercury bubble and dive. Life's little traumas and courtroom dramas remind me I'm glad I'm alive. And a life of volcanic activity left him nothing to spout but hot air. A long interruption since his last eruption was disguised by devil may care. But some charm, skill and maneuver had him rising to meet the occasion. And for once they found bliss, but news of their tryst got to Fleet Street and caused a sensation. Let it blow, let it snow, let the mercury bubble and dive. Life's little traumas and courtroom dramas remind me of the lad I'm alive. And the press were baying for blood now. They gave him a week at the most. We were all glad to see it reach weeks two and three. The fourth week, the whole thing was toast. And she dragged her tail back to New Zealand with threats of high court and revenge. Meanwhile, his eye did stray to the ample bustier of a novelty dancer from Penge. Let it blow, let it snow, let the mercury bubble and dive. Life's little traumas and courtroom dramas remind I'm glad I'm alive. I'm glad I'm alive.
Let It Blow is a new tune from Richard Thompson. As you can see, an enthusiastic audience at World Cafe Live for Richard's show there. I watch you on stage. What do you think about when you're playing? Are you just mostly kind of trying to keep in time or?
Stefan Grappelli said to me, I asked Stefan Grappelli what he was thinking about on stage, and he said, anything except music. And which kind of astonished me. I try and get inside the song, and there are distractions, so that there's a part of your brain that deals with the distractions, like, you know, C sharp minor coming up. Oops.
Right.
So you have to think about some mechanical things, but really most of you is trying to get inside the song. If I can live in the song, then it's going to be a good performance. And if I can't, then I've blown it basically. When you have
is it inside the lyric or is it inside?
Yeah, it's very
emotional.
Much inside the lyric. It's basically playing the story in your head, and I tend to run it like a movie. You know, there's a lot of pictures. I'm very I seem to be very visual oriented. So I use a lot of visual imagery in songs, and also when I'm running a song, I like to see the story as the words are going by.
Yeah, I was kind of concentrating what you do with the instrumental portion of it every time, but you obviously vocally emphasize things.
Well, yeah, and I think if you're in there, if you're in the zone, then that changes the way you play it instrumentally. Anyway, you start to change things and improvise things to fit that particular. Performance, fit that room, fit that audience, fit that mood.
It's always interesting to hear how you play every time you do something in a different situation, whether it's live or a song you recorded some one way and you do it on stage differently. Things change. And one of the things you love to play around with, it seems to me, is timing, getting ahead of the beat, getting behind the beat a little bit. Is that a conscious thing? You're going to figure out you're going to do that?
Well, it's, yeah. Some of my earliest musical memories of the Louis Armstrong Hot Five, the stuff that my father just loved and used to play all the time. So from about the age of two, I was listening to that, and that's Louis Armstrong like doing everything with a beat. I mean, just ahead of it, behind it, just pushing it, pulling
right.
It. To incredible effect, and I think he basically at that point changed Western music. For the rest of the century. I mean, it's just his influence affected everyone's timing and. And I'm not immune to that, so really I'm just responding, And obviously, I suppose on stage, when it's just me, I can take more liberties,
Right, right.
I can chuck it around.
You're not
going to
lose the band.
Well, I lost them a long time ago.
Well, now that was one side of what you were hearing in your house, right? There was your father was into jazz.
Yeah.
And then who was the rock and roll side of things in your house?
That'd be my sister. I had a sister who, when I was five, she was 10, and I think she started buying records when she was 11.
Yeah.
So when I was six, we rock around the clock, and then like all the Buddy Holly, Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis, I suppose, and plus the Scottish stuff. I mean, my dad also loved all that Scottish dance stuff, which was at the time I kind of rejected, but it must have seeped into my bones somewhere.
Don't sit on my Jimmy Chans.
Yeah.
Would he go out to dances? Was there dancing in?
That was the generation that danced a lot. My parents loved dancing, though. They'd always go out and dance. And,
but I mean, in terms of Scottish folk dancing,
so far, yeah, every Christmas, New Year, we do all that stuff. And every summer holiday we spent in Scotland as well, so that there was always a couple of dances up there as well. So for better or for worse, I was exposed to all that stuff.
Well, where did the traditional ballad end of things come in?
Well, that was also when I was really young. I didn't really put this together until recently, but around the house there were just there were books of ballads, Scottish border ballads, the songs of Robert Burns, songs of Walter Scott, all that stuff lying around the house. So I just used to read everything in the house because life in Britain in the sort of 50s and early 60s, it was really boring. The weather was usually disgusting, and the winter was kind of oppressive, and TV used to shut down in the afternoon for a few hours, and there was nothing on the radio till 7 o'clock or 7:30. So you had to do something. So I used to read all this stuff, and I used to love Walter Scott novels, and I used to read all these ballads, and just not really think about it, and it became useful later.
Well, when Fairport Convention was formed, was it just you, or was it a gathering of all like-minded people?
No, it was a gathering of like-minded people, and really, without thinking about where we came from, we decided that was a good direction. But we were already playing traditional music sometimes, to a certain extent, probably from about 1965, 66. We'd have some things in the set that would be traditional, but... We really decided as a direction in sort of 69 that was what we should play exclusively, and so that was a very conscious decision. But we were kind of North London intellectual suburban kids.
Well, I'm trying to think of things. There are things on here that kind of fit that voice of Mutton Street. Or actually, you did once a live old Thameside.
Yeah.
What was the origin of this song?
No idea. I just wrote it. And right. I have no idea what it's about. It's probably about something really bad. probably means I'm scarred in some way or something.
Well, this is Richard on stage, and this is a version of old Thameside from Front Parlor Ballads.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Why aren't you all at work? As I was walking down by Old Thameside, well, my foot and my heart seemed to falter. For there you were standing by Custom House landing, like Venus rising out of the water. And they'll say it's because, well, I'm a fool in love, that I swear there's no beauty before you. Those that deny you think that I lie, well, those are the ones never saw you. There and you smile to greet me. And I searched for a phrase to capture your ways. That's a task will always defeat me. And I say it's because I'm a fool in love, that I swear there's no beauty before you. Those that deny you think that I'll, those are the ones never saw you. Oh, those are the ones never saw you.
Richard Thompson with the song Old Thameside from the recent concert performance of World Cafe Live. More conversation and a brand new unrecorded song from Richard coming up on the World Cafe. Thank you. More performance coming up from Richard Thompson, including a brand new song called Hots for the Smarts, or Hots for the Smarts, as he would say. When you hear this song, you'll understand why I ask him if he had to study up, do some research in order to write it.
Research? No, not really. No. Well, it's one of those songs that it's got about, I don't know how many verses, about 8 verses, and you know, you could make up your own. I mean, just it's kind of, yeah. I had to really edit myself. You know, just I had to say enough, stop, because it's kind of easy to write. You know,
right.
And it's just a song about smart women. You know, intelligent women, and how desirable they are.
Indeed.
Are they not?
Are they indeed?
Yes.
No one is arguing with you. And also, this is the result of the difference of the British public school education versus ours, perhaps.
Well, I don't know.
References, I wasn't sure.
I've got to say that I've never sung this song in Britain, so I can't compare and contrast at this point. But
people get most of it, I guess.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's different in different places. You know, if you play some, you know, some college town, then there's a few more chuckles, you know, from the women. But
exactly.
On the whole, people seem to get it. And some of the song is deliberately obscure. Just, I suppose, as a kind of a litmus test. You know?
Exactly. Well, here, take the test. This is Hot for the Smarts.
This is for you smart women out there. You know who you are. I like a girl in satin who talks dirty in Latin. A girl who's flirty as she quotes Krishnamurti. If she likes to be goosed while reciting from Proust, then I know she's my kind of creature. Among her delectables, her intellectables must be her sexiest feature. I've got the hots for the smarts. The hots for the smarts. I cue off the charts. Give me brains over hearts. Oh, please. I've got the hots for the smarts. I want a girl from Mensa with a furrowed brow. When the tenses get denser, she gets it and how. I need a polymath called Cindy or Kath, who likes her Plato not too platonic. An autodidact who can add and subtract while sipping her Tolstoy and tonic. I've got the hots for the smarts. The hots for the smarts. I cue off the charts. Give me brains over hearts. Oh, I've got the hots for the smarts. There's more. I want a girl with a feel for Faraday's wheel. Aha. A girl who drool for Fleming's left-hand rule. Now some men like pin-ups of girls who do chin-ups, like Xena, the warrior princess. But I'll take to dinner my Nobel Prize winner with plutonium stains down her dress. I've got the hots for the smarts. Hots for the smarts. I cue off the charts. Give me brains over. You know the rest. I've got the for the. There's more. I want a girl who knows loads of Kierkegaard and Spinoza. A girl who plays chess, humming Porgy and Bess. Now she must be able, from her logarithmic table, to find all those decimal places. What do I care that she's nothing to wear and her teeth are imprisoned in braces? I've got the hots for the... I've got the... You're getting it. I cue off the... Give me brains over. I've got the... There's more. I want a girl with a brain. Well, obviously. The size of Siberia.
with a haughty disdain for all things inferior. Now I don't want some learner with a Bunsen burner. Oh, she must be the finished article who sees our attraction as a chemical reaction and charm as merely a particle. I've got the hots for the smart guys. Thank you. It's not that hard, come on. There's more. I want a PhD who reads Linear B, who applies her lotion with a Brownian motion. Now some men may favor a girl who's a raver, a tease, or a saucy young minx. But I'll get undressed with the girl I'm impressed with, who's tunneling under the Sphinx. I've got the hots for the smarts. The hots for the smarts. I cue up the charts. Give me brains over hearts, why don't you? I've got the hearts for the smarts. I mean it! I've got the hearts for the smarts!
There's a new one that's Hots for the Smarts from Richard Thompson, our guest today on The Cafe. One of the things when I watch you do a set, particularly when you get a chance to do an acoustic set, is that you roam freely. I mean, obviously, the thousand years of concerts, you get to do roam really freely. But you roam freely in your repertoire. And you got a chance to do you went back and did something from Hokey Pokey today, which I'd love. I think we should actually play that version in just a sec. Do you make up a set list every show, or do you wing it?
Well, I always write one, but then I don't always do it. Right. You know? So it's a kind of a, you know, a security net, safety net. And I kind of, it depends how comfortable I feel. If I feel comfortable, then I'll start to range away from the set. Yeah, but I like to know that if all else fails, I've kind of got certain, you know, strong songs that I can hit at certain points in the set. You know, just to bring it back to a certain level.
Yeah, certainly. Anything from Rumor and Psy is going to do that for almost everybody. But it was great. It was great to hear you do Hokey Pokey, which is you know, I guess it has to go back to the fans have been around for a while.
I suppose so. Yeah, but, I suppose I was cheeky playing it because it was banned by the BBC in 1974 when it came out as a single. So they found some salacious content in the lyrics, which is just an innocent song about eating ice cream, really.
This is a live version of Hokey Pokey from Richard Thompson.
Thank you. Little boy running and the little girl too, got the money tucked up in her hands. Over the wall and down into the street, give your money to the hollering man. Give your money to the hollering man. Everybody runs for Hokey Pokey, hear the ringing and the ice cream bell. He's got the stuff that'll cool you right down. It's the best that they ever did sell. It's the best that they ever did sell. Some like it icy, some like it spicy, some like a too. But everybody runs for Hokey Pokey. It's the natural thing to do. It's the natural thing to do. And the maestro says to sweet little angel, don't you sing to the boys in blue. You won't need no more Hokey Pokey by the time we're through with you. By the time we're through with you. Thank you. Love behind bars is strange, it's strange. Love behind bars is strange. And the fellas in the alley all walk that walk. It's a style that really pays. Cause there's some poor Joe out there doesn't know the door can swing both ways, both ways. The door can swing both ways. She wiggled her hips when he kissed her on the lips. Okie pokie made her feel alright. Okie pokie made her feel alright. Oh, you lick it on the bottom, lick it on the top. You suck it just hard enough. Open up wide when it drips down the sides. You wanna catch all that good stuff, good stuff. You wanna catch all that good stuff. Let the boy running and the little girl too. Got the money tucked up in the hands. Over the wall, down into the street. Give your money to the hollering man. Give your money to the hollering man.
Hokey Pokey from our guest Richard Thompson, recorded live at World Cafe Live, and we're getting a chance to talk with Richard today. And we actually have a recording of the encore you had a chance to do today, where you did 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. And one thing, every time you do that song, it's the inverted like in the first line, motorbike and any such like. Once you got there, it seems like the whole song just kind of
fell to pieces. No, well, yeah. But if you grow up with traditional ballads, then that kind of thing, you know, it seems acceptable. You know,
right.
In inverting words. There are other examples. In the tradition. That are probably, you know, way more outrageous than that.
Right.
I'm just being, you know, using the old Persic license, which has almost expired. How about let's get it renewed?
Well, I thought we'd close out with this live version of it, which you get a chance to hear just an amazing solo in the middle of this one, and of course the audience reaction one would expect. Richard, thanks a lot for talking with us, and thanks for this great performance today.
Just my pleasure. Thank you, David.
A real treat. This is 1952 Vincent Black Lightning, a song you know.
Says Red Molly to James, now that's a fine motorbike. Oh, a girl could feel special on any such like. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled around behind and down to Box Hill they did ride. Says James to Red Molly, is a ring for your right hand. But I tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. For I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. And now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, and I'll give you my Vincent to ride. come down, Red Molly. Good Sergeant McRae, for they've taken young James Adie for armed robbery. Shotgun blasted his chest, left nothing inside. Come down, Red Molly, to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. He said, I'll give you my Vincent to says, James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now Beezers and Nortons and Triumphs won't do. They don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. Well, he reached for her hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I've got no further use for these. I see angels on aerials in leather and chrome swooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and died. And he gave her his Vincent to ride.
...1952 Vincent Black Lightning, a classic new ballad from Richard Thompson, and finishes up our session with Richard today. Richard's new album is called Front Parlor Ballads, and you'll find it at our World Cafe CD store on your web browser at worldcafecds.com.